I have no words to describe how I feel about this community, except that they've embraced what I do, and it's been super positive. And, you know, I haven't had the, oh my goodness, not again. And it's funny because when you're watching, like, because I go live every night, right? And you don't see all the numbers of people who watch it. Well, you do, but, you know, at first it was like, oh my goodness, only one or two people watching. And then the next day, there's like, I get like 20 messages from people saying, oh, thanks so much for going outside and doing this. And, you know, I have friends of mine that are support workers. I have friends of mine that are healthcare workers. I have friends of mine that, you know, are education workers. Like, we're all in this together, right? Like, we're all doing this. So I think sometimes if we forget who's still out there doing stuff, we'll forget how hard this really was. And like, local nurses here in town have all sent me thank yous. I was, for a little while there, I was going to Wellington Terrace. I was going to start playing out there on Friday afternoons. And then when we got locked down, we couldn't do it. So I went out once, and the staff and the residents were really happy. I've gone to a couple of the seniors to go play for them just for the sake of playing. It works both ways, right? They're enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing it. I know they're smiling. So it's an infectious way to work through whatever issues are going on, you know. It's like we are social creatures, right? Mm-hmm. And when you take that social part away, you know, people get silly. They forget who they are at times. And this was just my way of just kind of keeping my own sanity going and providing something to the community.